Time now for our main feature, and in today's edition of Czechs Today, Colleen O'Connor introduces us to one of the country's leading music critics.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. And it's been the ruin of many.
I think it was in 1966 or 67, when I heard for the first time the music in English. I remember very well what it was. Probably you know the old traditional song called House of Rising Sun, which was performed by animals. Probably you remember the Hammond organ and so in it. So I was amazed about that. And I think it was my first touch with the rock music.
Veteran journalist Wojciech Linder, explaining how he first fell in love with popular music. This prolific writer is one of the country's most colourful rock journalists, whose passion for music is comparable to that of the legendary American critic Lester Bangs. Born in 1957, it is hardly surprising that Linder, like many others, fell in love with Western pop music as an adolescent in the heady days of the late 1960s. He also came of age at a time when the Czech music scene blossomed in the relaxed atmosphere of the Prague Spring and produced top-quality local acts such as Matadors and Olympic.
In late 60s, the Czech rock music was something like the best in all Europe, except the Great Britain. In those days, Czechoslovakia was called something like cradle of rock music in Eastern Bloc.
The burgeoning creativity of Czechoslovakia's music scene of the 1960s came to an abrupt end following the Warsaw Pact invasion of 1968. Nevertheless, Wojciech Linder and other music fans still continued to avidly collect music in the 1970s, even though they often had to rely on surreptitious taping and other means to get hold of new recordings from the West, many of which had to be smuggled into the country.
Every Sunday morning, we went outside the Prague to exchange the records, but it was illegal. That means you brought your records, probably 10 or 15 or something like that. You get your blanket somewhere in the forest, on the ground, and you put there your records, and you waited for the other people who had their records, and it was exchanged one for one or one for 300 crowns or something like that. It was very difficult because the police used to come regularly, and the records was banned, and it was the only way how you can get some new modern rock music, because in the shops you can't get it.
Despite the difficulties people had acquiring provocative and interesting albums in the staid, repressive atmosphere of the 1970s, Linder says that the scarcity of good music meant that he was able to develop a keener appreciation of the records he was actually able to get his hands on.
When you've got these two or three records per month, you listen to it constantly. That means you knew every chord, every word from it. You know, now in these days, when you get 30, probably 40 records per week, it goes to one ear and then to another out.
Even though he studied journalism, Wojciech Linder didn't become a music critic straight away, partly because the conditions of the time meant that he couldn't write the sort of criticism he wanted to. Instead, he took a job as the manager of a cultural centre on the outskirts of Prague. Ironically, this post gave him an opportunity to organise one of the most notorious concerts held in Czechoslovakia during the communist era. The renowned American rock group, the Velvet Underground, was well known to Czechoslovakia's rock cognoscenti in the 1980s, and they had been a massive influence on the Plastic People of the Universe, the 1970s Czech underground band, whose suppression by the state had engendered the celebrated Charter 77 dissident movement. In 1985, Lindar received a call from a British acquaintance he had met through a jazz appreciation society, who also managed the hell-raising Hungarian singer Nico, a former vocalist with the Velvet Underground. Lindar could hardly believe his ears when his friend informed him that Nico was returning overland to Berlin following a visit to her native Budapest and was willing to stop off in Prague and perform there. Although he knew such an event would be frowned upon by the authorities, he immediately agreed to host the concert. Despite the fact that the event was a huge success, with a crowd of more than three times the venue's capacity flocking to see the concert, Nico's unauthorized performance landed Lindar in hot water with the authorities.
The concert itself was great because Nico came with four pieces band, young band, the young musicians were great, and the new songs were great too. But I was jailed during the third song, so I didn't see it, and I was fired in 1 minute from my position. In this moment, it was awful, but next day I was out from a jail, and everything was okay. And I became then a window cleaner.
Luckily, Lindar didn't have to work as a window cleaner for long. His contacts with other music aficionados helped him land a job as editor of the national music magazine Gramo Review in 1986. This post helped Lindar establish himself as a music journalist, and he became well known for championing Czech alternative bands of the time, such as this new romantic outfit Precedens, who weren't favoured by the authorities and were never heard on the radio, even though they weren't banned outright. Lindar's work with Gramo Review left him well placed to become editor of Rock and Pop magazine in 1990. After the fall of communism. This music periodical subsequently became a highly influential publication in this country and helped introduce many Czechs to countless Western musicians and songwriters when the borders opened up after the Velvet Revolution. He also co-wrote the acclaimed Big Beat documentary for Czech TV, which provided an exhaustive, historically valuable account of Czech popular music during the communist era. Today, Lindar continues to write for various publications, and also has his own cult radio show, which is usually the first, and often the only place, where many up-and-coming Czech bands are heard on the Czech airwaves. Lindar's own enthusiasm for music remains undimmed, and he even manages to be philosophical about the fact that the freedom Czechs now enjoy to listen to whatever music they want hasn't exactly improved the quality of the songs heard on the radio.
I don't think that it's so awful, because in other countries, in Germany or Hungary or everywhere you want, it's nearly still the same, you know. But I think it depends on every of us what kind of music you will choose to listen. And from this point of view, we've got much more liberty to choose the music because of internet and so. But it depends on you and on everyone of us.